This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which can be found at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Television, Talkers Radio. It's all about talk, conversation on the radio, the issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera. Each week we get together at this time for Michael to review the research that's been done on these stories, the topics, if you will, the top 10 topics of the week, people being discussed, et cetera, et cetera. I think I've given you enough of an introduction. The big buildup is over now. It's time for you to perform, Michael.
Wow, that buildup is, well, it's good. It's called filler. It kills about 10 or 15 minutes of the show, which is good because, you know, we don't know
what to say. We don't have much to say. We're news talk guys. What do we know?
Yeah, what do we know? I mean, here are the top 10 stories of the week on news talk stations, such as the ones that people are listening to now. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the Tony Stewart race death tied with NFL preseason. The death of Lauren Bacall at number 8. U.S. immigration policy tied with the border crisis at number 7. At number 6, we have the Ebola pandemic fears. At number 5, we have Russian-Ukraine aggression. At number 4, Robin Williams' death. At number 3, the Hillary Obama foreign policy tussle. How's that for language? At number 2, the ISIS threat tied with U.S.-Iraq policy. And number 1, the Michael Brown slaying and the militarized Missouri police tied in there. Big story, obviously. You want the 10 most talked about people?
Absolutely.
Tony Stewart and Kevin Ward Jr. at 10. Lauren Bacall at 9. At number 8, Edward Snowden. Rand Paul at 7. Vladimir Putin at 6. Number 5, Rush Limbaugh. Number 4, Robin Williams. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Michael Brown. And number 1, Barack Obama.
I like
and that's a snapshot of the week's activity.
Yeah, Vladimir, like you were his pal, Vlad. Vladimir, yes. I call him Pukin Putin, just in case you want to make reference. You can copy that and give me credit if
you
like.
What's that against this poor guy?
Poor Pukin Putin?
Yeah, why is he Pukin Putin?
A former KGB guy, wants to control everything. You know, you love guys like that, right? That.
Guys, you know, the chop wood.
Yeah, right, that's it.
Do you remember Leonid Brezhnev?
Yes.
Was pretty scary.
Yeah, he was. All those guys, those Russians.
Remember how when we were kids we were terrified of Nikita Khrushchev?
Yeah, right. Pounding his shoe on the podium. Remember
right.
that?
And we will bury you. We will bury you. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And then, of course, everybody loved what the heck is his
name? Molotov cocktail. No, you're talking
Gorbachev.
Tear
down this wall.
Right, yep. He became a pseudo-American. He spends as much time, well, I don't know if he does now, but spent a lot of time in the United States after he retired, if you will. And he and Ronald Reagan actually became quite good friends.
Well, we need a new Cold War with the Russians so that we can have a little diversity from the war against Al-Qaeda. Mm. You know, we have to mix these wars up a little bit or conversation won't be interesting.
All right, so
aren't all these wars there just simply to give those of us in talk radio material?
There's that, and also to help the military-industrial complex. I'm going to go one better than that and ask you to analyze the following conclusion that I have drawn as a result of a number of things that have been put together this week. Number one on the stories list, the number one topic, News Talk Radio this week, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, is the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. But more importantly, Michael, this whole business about the military-industrial complex. Did you know that there is a move afoot to give the USDA agents submachine guns? Other agents, the IRS, submachine guns. And if you dig deeper, you find that the program that was responsible for arming these cops in this Missouri town to the hilt and the move for these guys to get submachine guns all comes out of the Pentagon the what they call the surplus military inventory. And what when you really dig around in that, you find that the Pentagon budget, like all the other federal budgets, is so loaded with fraud and abuse and all the need to spend every penny. So things that they don't need, they build and they give them to the police departments. That's why towns like Ferguson, Missouri, population 3, have a SWAT team. And they have all kinds of military paraphernalia because the law allows the Pentagon to buy as much of this stuff as they can pay for. And what they don't need, they're giving free to these police departments so they can all be armed to the hilt.
The militarization of local police departments is an alarming trend in the United States. And, yeah, it ties, it all goes into that umbrella term called the military-industrial complex, which, interestingly, one of the great military leaders of the 20th century and a president of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, used his final speech to the nation as president not to talk about his great accomplishments, not to talk about the dangers ahead of the Cold War or the Russians or the Soviets or the Chinese, but rather the biggest threat facing Americans and their freedom was the rise of the military-industrial complex. And Eisenhower was one of the most powerful members of the military establishment of the entire century and the President of the United States. That was probably one of the most prescient and important speeches ever given in modern, it's almost ancient, but relative to this country, it's still modern history. And everybody should, I don't know if it's on YouTube, or it must be on YouTube, should watch that speech. It's only a few minutes.
Yeah.
And realize who's saying it and what he's saying. And
wow.
now in 2014, we're living it.
Yeah. And the millennial generation gets its news and sound bites, doesn't pay attention to the history. They weren't taught history in school, so they're not really interested in how it applies now. And the, as we know, lack of understanding of history sort of forces or predicts that you're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. There is a bill before Congress, House Bill 4934, that's called the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act, which is aimed at taking away the power that these people are gaining as a result of the Patriot Act after September 11th, when everybody needed to be armed, according to the feds. Everybody, give them a gun, we'll shoot everybody. And so we did these foolish things in the name of supposedly protecting ourselves in the Patriot Act, and that's coming home to roost as well. So this bill is an attempt to reverse that. Go ahead, excuse me.
Well, I don't know how the average person can possibly even resist this. I don't know what the
resist
answer.
What? Resist what? What do you mean resist?
Resist the fact that policy made by the government per expenditures on military equipment, on militarization, on keeping the country in a never-ending state of war,
yep.
On militarizing local police departments, on creating an atmosphere of fear whereby you have to be frisked, searched, show papers just to go into an office building to do business.
Yeah.
The creeping totalitarian police state that seems to be developing
yeah.
all around us.
Yeah.
I don't know whether politicians or even a president of the United States has the power or the will or the collective focus to resist this. This is a serious situation.
It is very serious, and I'm glad that we hit this note so people would understand. I think what happens is that when we're doing this overview of a situation like exists in Ferguson, Missouri, and I have said, somebody sent me an email that suggested that I don't understand the situation, and that I had no business suggesting that all the police department would be fired. I have my own thoughts, and I'm entitled to them, and that's one of the beauties of this format and the connection that we have on the air. You're free to have yours and express them. I'm free to have mine and express them. And that's really, issues aside, that's really what we're talking about. Our ability to express ourselves and discuss and debate these things without being shut down, which is another danger that looms, frankly, as the militarization gets stronger, the protests for various things that are said on the air get stronger, and more people, more voices get shut down.
Yeah, there is a movement of shutting down speech, and we're seeing it. Of course, there's always been a movement towards shutting down free speech.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have been talking about this for 25 years,
yep.
and it goes back all the way to the beginning of the country, and it goes all the way back to the beginning of the human race.
I mean, yeah.
That's the nature of the struggle for power, is to shut down dissent. And that's what they do in fascistic dictatorships. They shut down dissent. They don't even let it, a spark of
it. Right, they kill you. Right,
they kill you.
Yeah.
And
well,
you heard what I said at our recent conference when I presented one of our talk show hosts with the Freedom of Speech Award.
Yes.
That, expressing political opinions, no matter what they are, has always been historically life-threateningly dangerous.
Yep, and it becomes more so with every passing day here. Let's pause for a moment. Back to consideration of some of the other issues. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with me, Doug Steffen, on the weekly Talk Radio Roundup. Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Getting your kids ready to head back to school after a fun-filled summer means finding them easy, on-the-go, nutritious snacks you can feel good about. I'm Risa Jill Miller. It's time to shop for school supplies and stock your pantry and fridge. Aldi's a great option for smart shoppers because it offers high-quality food, household items, and school essentials at low prices. Now, Aldi Simply Nature's squeezable fruit blends have been named 2014 Product of the Year in the Kids Snacks category, the world's largest consumer-voted award for product innovation. Aldi superfan Crystal Smith has more.
It's so hard to find snacks for kids that are both wholesome and enjoyable nowadays. But with Aldi Simply Nature squeezable fruit blends, I know my little one is always getting a convenient, real fruit snack with the quality and nutrition she deserves at an affordable price I love.
For more information on the nation's leading low-price grocer and its recent award, visit Aldi.us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. Attention mesothelioma cancer patients and families. The clock is ticking for you to receive your fair share of the billions of dollars in settlement money still available to victims of first-hand and second-hand exposure to asbestos. Don't wait. Call the nation's leading mesothelioma experts right now and find out how much you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've part...
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. There are a couple of these stories that are in the top ten this week that beg us to examine talk radio's role specifically and the hosts in them. One of them has to do with a host that I will not name, or two hosts actually, having a conversation on the air about Iraq policy, which is the number two issue this week on the countdown. One of these hosts demanded on the air, this is one host interviewing another host. You know how that goes, Michael. It happens.
Mm-hmm. What's happening right now?
Yeah, I guess it is. You're right about that. Right. I didn't think about that. Yes. So this host demanded, and he's somebody who doesn't care for the president, so he's happy to take a shot at the president and how weak he is and all that stuff. So he says, the way for us to fix Iraq is to go in and blow up all of the enemy. And I wonder how those sorts of comments come. Are we talking about people who just want to talk to their base? Are we having people that are trying to get folks to protest against them? What do you think goes on in the mind? You're certainly schooled in the mind.
Well, I do think that there's a tremendous amount of talking to your base and preaching to your choir in this business.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that there are a lot of jerks out there, which is the messy side of free speech, saying things that are ridiculous, and we have to accept that if we're going to have freedom of speech. I don't like jerks on the radio because it hurts our business, it hurts our credibility and our image, and I'm a trade publisher. I'm not a politician. I'm not a political activist. I'm just a guy that's interested in the business of radio and communications. But because we cover so many of these things, I sort of am drawn into these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
My politics is free speech. So I defend somebody's right to say that. Specifically, I hate to tell you this, Doug, but that is a legitimate, although maybe repugnant.
Yeah.
But it is a legitimate military option.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Historically, that's an option. Sometimes wars are such a struggle that the only option is either get the hell out or wipe out the enemy completely.
Mm. So you don't do that here because these people are like ants in an anthill or rats, the more you, or cockroaches, you try to kill them or get rid of them, and they come back again stronger than ever. But I really brought it around because of our emphasis earlier on in the military-industrial complex and more underscoring, well, the war is winding down in Afghanistan. Let's find something else to shoot up. And so we go back to Iraq. That's an easy way for us to spend more money, to have the Pentagon up and the Defense Department armed. And it's just more. Think about in our lifetime what has happened, starting with Vietnam, which was a complete waste of money and lives. You can go, something happened out of Korea, but nothing, you know, obviously it hasn't been resolved because they're still fussing at each other, the North Koreans and South Koreans. But when you come from Vietnam and go into whether they were local skirmishes or whether they have been regional or international skirmishes, nobody has won anything, won decisively anything, just a lot of shooting, a lot of bombing, a lot of killing, and the only people that are ahead are the folks making all this weaponry.
Yeah, well, you know, that's so apparent.
Yeah.
It's so apparent. And yet people get drawn into the propaganda, and then the word patriotism is thrown around.
Oh, yeah, right.
And,
you're not a patriot if you don't, yeah.
And the news is very sketchy. I mean, we don't really have all the facts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much at all of the levels here of these serious issues this week, certainly with the Michael Brown slaying, we don't have the facts. In this circumstance in Iraq, we don't have the facts. We certainly don't know what the Russians are really doing with the 260 trucks that are going into Ukraine. Don't have the facts there. Certainly don't have the facts about Ebola. My God, what a horrible job the news media has done covering that, trying to scare the hell out of everybody. So you're right. There's not a lot of factual conversation going on, and maybe that's something we address. As we continue here, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home. I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison back with us again on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, this hour devoted to an understanding of the issues and understanding the people that are being discussed, and also Michael's unique position as sort of the Pied Piper of the News Talk Radio world, the publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. So we come together to bring you the stories and the people that are being discussed. Certainly a lot of people talking about Robin Williams. And number four on the people list this week is Robin Williams. Number five on the people list this week is Rush Limbaugh, because he talked about Robin Williams, inveigling himself as he did, whether on purpose or not, in the Sandra Fluke situation a couple of years ago. We all know what the results of that have been for the business and for listeners in general. But what about this latest thing where I happened to make brief mention of it on my Good Day program, and I was soundly criticized because I didn't hear supposedly everything, and there's nuance, it's taken out of context, and yada, yada, yada. So how do you, let's have you analyze this, because you're certainly there on top of it, more knowledgeable than am I, and probably most of the people listening, as to what Limbaugh really said and what impact it has on the discussion and the debate surrounding Robin Williams' death.
And let's just simply is Rush Limbaugh has a mastery of getting himself involved in issues where he doesn't fear being labeled a bad guy. And he figures out a way to politicize it, usually with celebrities that are politically active. Mm-hmm. You see, he picks his targets. Basically, you know, I don't have an exact word-to-word memory of what he said because I don't have it in front of me, but he applied he connected Williams' misery that led to his suicide to Williams' political left liberal leanings, mm-hmm. and his history of supporting Democratic Party candidates. And, you know, he's done this with others. He's gotten into this trouble with Michael J. Fox. He's the Sandra Fluck thing. He just knows how to do this. And
does he know better, or does he not know better, or does is all this people always want to know if it's calculated? I think it's
calculated, and I think he appeals to a certain cynical side of his core. Mm-hmm. I think that he is in the business of being an important figure. I think it's a noisy world, Doug, and I think for someone like Limbaugh to maintain his stature as a leading controversial commentator who's talked about by other commentators, who's talked about as a newsmaker on shows that are, in fact, his competitors,
yep.
I think that this is what he has to do.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small segment of the population who will go, yeah. There's a larger segment of the population who will go, And then there's a segment of the population who will go, that's horrible. How could you say that about somebody? And this is just all part of that First Amendment thing we're talking about. But but Limbaugh specifically, he's a master not only of being compelling on the air, whether you like it or not, but also getting himself into the news. He thinks of these extraordinarily creative angles to be the curmudgeon, the cynical, anti-liberal, naysaying guy that has the courage to take the heat. And interestingly, he's a sensitive person, but he lives a life of basically hiding away from the public so he doesn't have to face crowds.
Yeah. He's a guy that's done it for years.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He has to hide. He can't live his life in public. And that's one of the things that is tragic about some of the people who do this or people who become celebrities. They can't live a normal life. He can't go out and play golf in Palm Beach without being accosted by all kinds of people. Some of them, his fans that want his autographs.
Yeah, the really high profile talk show hosts get accosted constantly when they walk down the street. People yell out at them, go, "Hey, you're a jerk." It happens all the time. You know, it's interesting. Once upon a time, people were more respectful of celebrities, even if they didn't like them. Nowadays, people, they're very crass. They forget they're not on the Internet and their name isn't anonymous.
If you have not sought the fame, but you're related to it, I mean, take technology and let's go one step further, moving away from Limbaugh specifically, but to all of the accosting that was aimed at Robin Williams' daughter. I think her name is Zelda. When she wasn't posting pictures of her father fast enough, all kinds of bullying and nasty things.
In terms of the public, in terms of people on the street, in terms of just, you know, general conversation, we're becoming nasty to each other. We're really, really nasty.
Well, there are some people who say that the things that we're talking about from these various hosts we've been mentioning, some in name and others not in name, is the same sort of thing. They're bullies. They're creating all of this. The things that used to be entertaining are now mean-spirited and divisive.
There's nobody getting on the radio and actually leading new movements, having followers and going, whoa, that's the way. They're playing to existing perceptions, existing target groups. And this is the nature of commercial media today. This is the nature of journalism today, for God's sakes. So it's very troubling. But you know, I do not like the comments section of any online publication. And although I'm all for democracy and interactivity and people expressing their views, any publication you read that has some kind of a comment section, if it isn't really carefully edited, no matter what the subject, if you follow it down 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 comments, whether it's sports, whether it's literature, whether it's science, it always leads into two people telling each other that they're full of you know what and that they're dumb. No matter what the subject, it leads to two people, you know, kicking each other. Why? Why is that?
Well, it's one of those things, as you've explained, part of the human condition, if you will. And that's why I think we find ourselves to a point, those of us who are trying to broaden the base. I'm a great believer. One of the consultants that we all know and love in this business, a lady named Valerie Geller, told me once that too much bad news, because my Monday through Friday program is called The Good Day Show, and sometimes it's hard to find something good. You can nose around and find, but you can't make a premise of everything being good. But I have learned the hard way sometimes that too much bad news turns listeners away. And so in the creation of what I'm trying to do on the air, which is somewhat different than what everybody else is trying to do, I don't want to talk about these things, but sometimes you feel like you got to because there's just so much focus on it. Do you think I want to sit and talk about Michael Brown and what's going on with the police there and the militarization of America and Iraq policy and oi? No, I don't want to do that stuff. But yet,
but you don't have to.
No, I don't. Well, I sort of do because people that are listening to the program expect me and the people that are on the air with me to comment, to talk about an issue, and then to comment about it. Much the same you and I are doing
maybe,
here.
Maybe they don't. Maybe you'd create a different audience by not doing that.
Really?
In other
what
words,
would
what
I
you
do?
Said is what I've been saying. You are guiding what you talk about to what you think the audience wants, as opposed to talking about what you want and having the audience that's interested in that flock to you, or failing and realizing nobody's interested in what you're doing. In other words, you've made a... I'm not telling you you're right or wrong for doing that. I'm just explaining what you're doing.
Right. All right. So I'm going to give you an example of something in a moment that I did this week. It was taken from a rather interesting segment on a television news program, and this was complete fun, even though we had... all of the people on the air with me had lots of fun with this. A couple of listeners didn't. They were offended. I'll tell you the story in a minute as another example of one of the ways that people are entertained, whether you think it's mean-spirited or not. You can be the decider of that. You be the decider here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Getting your kids ready to head back to school after a fun-filled summer means finding them easy, on-the-go, nutritious snacks you can feel good about. I'm Risa Jill Miller. It's time to shop for school supplies and stock your pantry and fridge. Aldi's a great option for smart shoppers because it offers high-quality food, household items, and school essentials at low prices. Now, Aldi Simply Nature's squeezable fruit blends have been named 2014 Product of the Year in the Kids Snacks category, the world's largest consumer-voted award for product innovation. Aldi superfan Crystal Smith has more.
It's so hard to find snacks for kids that are both wholesome and enjoyable nowadays. But with Aldi Simply Nature's squeezable fruit blends, I know my little one is always getting a convenient, real fruit snack with the quality and nutrition she deserves at an affordable price I love.
For more information on the nation's leading low-price grocer and its recent award, visit Aldi.us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients and families. The clock is ticking for you to receive your fair share of the billions of dollars in settlement money still available to victims of first-hand and second-hand exposure to asbestos. Don't wait. Call the nation's leading mesothelioma experts right now and find out how much you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a few more minutes left in our weekly conversation with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, and Doug Steffen working our way through what it is that you're talking about, maybe why the sort of syntax behind what it is that goes on the air that you hear from these voices you become familiar with, and like, whether they're local or national, whatever, there's something that we kind of, we're looking for people that will play the same, playing the hits that we want to listen to. And then every once in a while, something comes along that's just stellar. This is a piece of audio from a Fox News broadcast. A midday show has, I think, three or four women on it, including that former jock Kennedy. I forget who the other people are. Not important to the story. They were talking this week, Michael, to a shrink who's written a number of books, who became their guest, and they were talking about the psychology of weight and losing weight and gaining weight and all of that sort of thing. And they got around to Mrs. Obama, obviously a favorite target of the people that are on Fox. And this guy began to zero in on her motivation for trying to get people to lose weight. And through the conversation, there were a lot of comments made about Mrs. Obama's body type, how built she is, and what she looks like. So that's the background to this audio.
Michelle Obama is so, like, the Duchess when she speaks
kind of
about.
Annoying,
she is. By
and
the way,
well
they're not
she
just
be eating. She needs to drop a few.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
like, no,
you did
honest.
Not.
No, listen.
Oh my goodness! Are we on
who?
7 seconds
away?
I don't know.
Nutrition advice from. I want nutrition advice from.
Yeah, Michelle Obama. She needs to lose the
Well, no. Let's be honest. Like, I mean, there's no French fries happening. That's all kale and carrots. I don't buy it.
But there's a reason why radio and television are different media. On TV, you know who's...
Right, exactly. Like a gaggle. A gaggle.
He's evasive comment.
Right, there were four of them, and they were all... It was good, interesting, and we laughed and laughed and laughed after I played that on the air. And then people said, how dare you disrespect the First Lady of the United States by playing that drivel? So,
well,
anyway.
I mean, if you want to walk around believing the First Lady of the United States is the Queen or God, then go ahead.
Right. Yeah, she's going to another policy.
I'm all for disrespecting leaders. I think that that's the real American way.
Yeah.
And especially First Ladies. I mean, you know, the title First Lady, capital F, capital L. Like, where
did that come from?
Exactly. Does it have a First Lady?
Yeah, she's got a staff of what, 24, a budget of a couple of $1 million, and whatever else goes on. And Mrs. Bush had it; they've been having it for.
Bring back Mamie Eisenhower.
Yeah, Mamie Eisenhower.
What the heck are we going to do if Hillary becomes president? Is
Bill's
going to
have a budget?
First lady?
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Clinton. Are they going to call him first man?
The first man is Bill Clinton. There you go.
Bill Clinton's going to be like a pig in you know what if she becomes president. He's going to have all this presidential pixie dust on him again and without any obligation or responsibility.
Mm. Well, the bottom line here is that this week we have found a lot to be serious about. We have been concerned with some of the caustic remarks. We've had some fun. This is pretty much a normal week for us. right? This ought to be what's the normal context of good conversation, some fun, some serious stuff, some crazy comments, and then driving it home. What's the real reason we should be talking about some of this stuff? And I think we've hit all of those things. So, Michael, thank you.
No, my pleasure. It's an honor to be with you.
Oh, really? No. It's my honor to be with you. How many times do you hear that? These phonies, they go on, especially
humbled,
on NPR.
I'm humbled by...
Right. When they NPR, they spend 15 seconds thanking each other. Happy to have you. Oh, thank you for inviting me. More on NPR than any other place. And if I were I used to say to people when I was a program director of a couple of stations, they would go through this whole business about, thank you, Fred, for being here, and I'm gonna, shut up already. Nobody cares that Fred's there. He delivered some information, so now on to the next piece of information.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any. I love when people who are in the business of promoting themselves and being important and powerful and famous are given awards, and the first word out of their mouth always is, I am humbled by this. Right. Oh, yeah, sure you are.
Nah, I deserve it. Okay. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, a good expert on the radio, written books on scams and identity theft. I have never asked him a legal question that he couldn't answer. And so before we talk about this new alert that you have, I want to just spend a moment on the Redskins and that name and why now, after 2.5 months or so, they would go to challenge what the trademark... First, I guess most people are still asking, how is it that the trademark office, the patent office, has any sway or say in this at all? And then why would they wait so long to challenge it? And what do they expect to gain out of something like this, Steve?
The trademark office disallows a trademark or a renewal of a trademark if it disparages any racial group or really any group. So a few years ago, this was challenged by... a group of Indians, Native Americans, and the Trademark Bureau did indicate that they felt it was disparaging. The Redskins team appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, with the courage that we've seen from the court so many times, said, oh, we'd really like to answer this one, but you filed it too late.
Yeah.
So we're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. So it was tossed down because of the statute of limitations. So then the case was reinstated, but this time with younger plaintiffs who were in a position to say, we weren't born when this happened, so we do have the standing to challenge it. It's going to be interesting because very, very much behind the scenes, the owner of the Washington Redskins has already registered a trademark that looks like a, and it's really sharp looking, a dignified arrow and Indian garb with the name the Washington Warriors. So I think they're ready in the event that they lose the case, and they very well might, but it's going to be a factual matter. Does Redskins disparage the Native Americans, or does it really not have a negative connotation?
Stephen Wiseman is also the founder of Scamicide.com. This website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams and providing you with the latest information. Got a new book called Identity Theft Alert. So in this, there are a number of people who are, or a number of objects, I suppose, in your affection, the worst enemies that people can confront when it comes to using social media, using the tools. Let's have a few minutes on this and how we use this book, Steve.
It's interesting. You talk about the enemies. You and I are about the same age, and we're old enough to remember the old cartoon Pogo. And one of my favorite slogans of Pogo was, we have met the enemy, and he is us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, despite all of the people who are out there, identity thieves, trying to get at our information and steal our money, and it's family members, it's the kid next door, it's organized crime here in the United States, it's criminals across the globe, they all depend upon us making serious mistakes. And here's one. Now, right now, following the sad, tragic suicide of Robin Williams, there are turning up scams, and you mentioned social media, which is a great place for identity theft scams, where someone will get a posting that says, you've got to click here for a video of the actual police photographs that have been suppressed. And people will fall for that. They will, you know, curiosity will kill the cat. They click on that link, and it downloads keystroke logging malware that steals all the information from their computer.
Now, there's another thing, and I'd like to close with this. One of the things that's most poignant about the advice in this book is advising people not to use their social security number any place. You get lulled into, the doctor needs your number.
The reason that your physician is asking for it is to make it easier to put you into collection if you don't pay your bill. Yeah, unfortunately, the law says that you don't have to give your social security number, but the law says that you're not protected and the business can decide not to do business with you. There are two things that you can do. One thing is you can ask, and I did this with one of my physicians recently, I want to give you my social security number because your security isn't that good. I will give you my license, you know, my driver's license. That will work. A lot of people used Richard Nixon's social security number rather than argue with him. And that works, too.
Yeah. The book is called Identity Theft Alert, full of great information for you to protect yourself. His website is Scamicide.com. His name is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he's here with us helping us understand how you can protect yourself. Again, the book is called Identity Theft Alert. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman for his legal expertise, always an important part of our weekly countdown overview. I'm Doug Steffen. Make sure you're listening every week at this time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.